And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Thursday that delivery of equipment to Ukraine will put them in a strong position to continue to retake occupied territory.
In total, we have trained and equipped more than 9 new Ukrainian armored brigades. This will put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake occupied territory.
Speaking to reporters in Brussels, Stoltenberg said more than 1,550 armored vehicles, 230 tanks, and other equipment, including vast amounts of ammunition, are heading to Ukraine in support of its fight against Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart, Yoon Suk-yeol, toasted the two countries' ironclad partnership at the White House Wednesday night.
We stand at an inflection point, many of you have heard me say before, where the decisions we make now are going to determine the course of our future for decades to come. But I've never been more optimistic, and I mean it, I've never been more optimistic about our nations, what we can achieve together if we continue to work together as allies and as friends.
President Yoon and his wife Kim Kyung-hee joined President Biden and his wife, Jill, at a state dinner in the White House. Yoon's trip marks the 70th anniversary of the U.S.-South Korea Security Alliance, as well as the first state visit to the U.S. by a South Korean leader since 2011. Earlier in the day, Mr. Biden announced an agreement with South Korea that will give the key U.S. ally a bigger role in nuclear weapons planning over any conflict with North Korea. The president and Yoon also announced that a U.S. nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine will visit South Korea for the first time since the 1980s. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team is expected to attack the credibility of former Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll on Thursday as a civil trial resumes over her claim that the former U.S. president raped her and lied about it. Under questioning from her lawyers on Wednesday, Carroll testified in graphic detail about how Trump allegedly assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. Trump has consistently denied the allegations and claimed that Carroll made them up to sell books and hurt him politically. Carroll told jurors in federal court that Trump's subsequent denials shredded her credibility and ruined her career, costing her most of a readership she spent decades building. U.S. prosecutors on Thursday will ask a federal judge to keep an Air National Guardsman behind bars while he waits trial for allegedly leaking highly classified military documents. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Justice Department filed court papers late Wednesday saying that 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira may still have access to secret national defense information and could expose it. Justice Department lawyers say that would be a grave threat to U.S. national security. A detention hearing is scheduled for today in federal court in Worcester, Massachusetts. Teixeira has been in jail since his arrest earlier this month. I'm Donna Warder.
Tucker Carlson has emerged on Twitter with a video that does not directly mention his recent former employer, Fox News. The AP's Jennifer King.
2 days after being fired, Tucker Carlson tweeted a two-minute monologue that did not address why he suddenly became unemployed.
The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant.
The conservative former TV host said corporate media and political parties work to prevent discussions of big issues, but
when honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink.
Fox News did not explain why it fired its most popular personality a week after settling a lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems. Media reports centered on private messages sent by Carlson. They were redacted in court papers, but sources say they included crude remarks and slurs against a senior Fox executive that may have been a catalyst in Fox's decision to cut him loose. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. officials have postponed a meeting in Uganda about an HIV/AIDS program in the East African country because they need time to assess the impact of an anti-LGBTQ bill soon expected to become law there, a U.S. State Department spokesperson said. The bill was passed by Uganda's parliament March 21st and sent to President Yoweri Museveni for assent, but he sent it back asking for changes that would tone it down to a limited extent. I'm Diane Ross.